From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Grayson Jenkins and the Resolutions. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Drove all night on the four lane. Cross the river by sunrise. Headed east to the bluegrass with only shadows in my mind. About a year ago in July, I was driving the other way. Headed out for my new in another town, another state. Sometimes in life you make it when you take off on your own. But tonight I had to leave it all in Lincoln, 'cause tonight it's time for me to go back home.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO Creative City of Crafts and Folk Art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Sometimes in life you make it when you take off on your own. But tonight I had to leave it all in Lincoln, 'cause tonight it's time for me to go back home. Times in life you make it when you take off on your own. But tonight I had to leave it all in Lincoln. Yeah, tonight I had to leave it all in Lincoln. 'Cause tonight it's time for me to go back home. Yeah, tonight it's time for me to go back home. Yeah, tonight it's time for me to go back home. Yeah, tonight it's time for me to go back home.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm associate producer and the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 15th season kickoff month of programming with our 516th live performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Grayson Jenkins and the Resolutions, which is Ryan Allen, Jesse Peters, and Linda Jean Stokely. We're going to learn more about all these musicians shortly. But for now, give a Red Barn welcome to Grayson Jenkins.
Sometime Sunday morning, stumbled from my bed, afraid of what the mirror might say to me. Memories of you so strong, classic case of love gone wrong. Maybe someday I'll get it right. Somewhere in Kentucky, there's a man who's feeling lucky, sleeping with a woman that once was mine. Somewhere two lovers fight, together side by side, in a place that once was mine. on the street. I wonder why you don't speak. I guess some broken hearts never mend. Things I wish I'd say. Feel as empty as my bed. Maybe someday I'll get it right. Somewhere in Kentucky, there's a man who's feeling lucky. Sleeping with a woman that once was mine. Somewhere two lovers lie together side by side in a place that once was mine. Somewhere in Kentucky, in a place that once was mine.
Well, hello, everyone. You're listening to Red Barn Radio, and I'm here this evening with Grayson Jenkins. The show will resolve into the resolutions. Grayson, great to hear you sing and hear your music.
Yeah, it's good to be here. First time on Red Barn Radio.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I hope it won't be the last. Have you written a lot of songs?
Written a lot of songs? Yeah. Several, some bad, some decent enough to play, I guess. I think the old rule is to just write as much as you can, whether it's good or not. And so I try to anything I have, just write it down and finish it all the way through just to see if it's going to be a good song.
Good. You don't have a ton of stuff that just sort of hangs there half done. You tend to...
There's a lot of that. I think everybody has that, but I try to as much as I can to finish them out, because sometimes I'll start a song and think it's not going to be that good. A lot of self-doubt and musicianship, I think, across the board. But you have to finish them out and then play them for people and see what their reaction to it is.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times your reaction is biased, good or bad.
When did you get started?
I got my first guitar when I was 14. My mom took me to the only music shop in town, and I got a $99 guitar and a case and strap and book and all that stuff. But during high school, I was really busy with sports and girls and trucks and all that good stuff, uh-huh. So I didn't touch it again until college. So really, college is, I think, when I learned the most guitar and how to sing a song, I guess.
I'm just a young man, that's what I'm told. This life I'm living makes me feel pretty old. This talking head's on every show, at every hour ringing telephone. I think I'd be better off somewhere out there alone. I think I let go and let the take my soul where it needs to blow, right down the open highway to places I don't know. Yeah, I let go. There's a voice I hear calling me out west to a town where I can breathe, forget about the rest. The rush and rush of this daily life provides me all my means, but at what price? Sometimes I feel like I've never really been alive. I think I let go. I don't know. Yeah, I let go. for to hit that door. I know this world has got to have so much more, so much more. I think I'll let go and let the wind take my soul where it needs to blow, right down the open highway to places I don't know. Yeah, I'll let go. Yeah, I'll let go. Oh, oh, oh.
Thank you, thank you.
Up until college, had you tried your hand at singing? You got the guitar at 14.
Yeah, I learned the GCD, standard kind of country chords. You can play a lot of songs with that.
Covers a lot of songs there, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of songs. Still play a lot of those chords. My uncle, by marriage, is the only real, I guess, musician in my family as far as playing instruments. And he would always bring his guitar up, and I would always listen, and it finally inspired me enough to get one. But singing has always been something I enjoyed doing. I remember going to a karaoke spot there in town, this little family restaurant, and singing a lot of karaoke and wearing Johnny Cash shirts and trying to be real cool.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I thought it was cool stuff. That was fun. And always, I grew up on a farm, and so when you're doing work, that was always my way to pass times on a hot day.
Tell folks where you were when you were a young person up until the time you were a teenager and you started college.
So I grew up in Muhlenberg County, Kentucky, in Greenville, actually. It's the county seat. Yeah, a few Muhlenberg Countyans in the house. But yeah, that's I grew up there for 18 years. My parents still live there and go back as much as I can because it's still where I feel rooted and grounded.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky where my parents were born. There's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times, and my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, at times we would travel right down the Green River, an abandoned old prison up by Edry Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols. But empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train is haunted. So roll on up to that Rochester dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting. Just 5 miles away from wherever I am. anybody's Coltrane has hauled it away.
Thank you. I think the biggest thing for me is it's a breath of fresh air in the sense that it's a slower pace. And, you know, living in Lexington, it's not as big of a city as other places I've been to, but the hustle and bustle of going to work and driving your car and rush hour and all those things, they don't exist there. And so I feel fortunate to have grown up in a place where people take the time in a grocery store to ask you how you're doing, how your family's doing. I think that's the biggest thing for me is just the pace of life is so much slower, a lot of good values there. You know, I think just being out in nature, being in the countryside does something for a person too. That was good for me.
That county is obviously famous for the song sung about it. What's the shape of the coal industry there now?
My brother actually works in the coal industry. He's an underground coal miner.
How old is he?
He's 27, so he's my older brother. My older sister's here tonight. So we both live in Lexington. He lives back home and works in the coal mines. And it's definitely affected different parts of the state in different ways. Our big hit what came in the 70s when the EPA released all these sulfur regulations, and my dad actually worked in the coal mines then and moved to another job. And Eastern Kentucky has dealt with a lot of the mountaintop removal and a lot of the environmental issues. But yeah, it's definitely waned quite a bit, you know, especially as we're getting more conscious of, you know, what it's doing to the environment, other ways, alternative energy. I guess a political statement, I like to say I'm a friend of coal miners, not a friend of coal mining, just from the things it does to the environment and the things it does to the communities that it affects in Kentucky.
I've been going about half crazy, it seems, busting my ass, just trying to catch my dreams. Well, I'm about tired of all this running around. Pour me some bourbon and I'll shut the world out. I'm gonna hang tight and cut loose from the bad news and the politician's storyline. Gonna hang tight and cut loose as an excuse to clear my weary mind. All my rowdy friends, they're going out tonight. Always have a good time, never hiding from a fight. Well, everybody will be there, that sounds like some shit I heard. Cause I ain't going nowhere before this big glass of bourbon. Hang tight, cut loose from the bad news and the pie. Politician's storyline, gonna hang tight, cut loose as an excuse to clear my weary mind. Oh yeah. Some things I can change, some things I can't. At least for today, I'm gonna be my own man. I'm gonna hang tight, cut it loose as it is.
Tell me more about your mom and dad.
My mother actually passed away about a year and a half ago, and so she lived there in Muhlenberg County as well. My stepmom is a teacher. She's still teaching. She's got about 2 years left before she reaches state retirement age, and so she's excited for that. I think the kids are kind of wearing her out this at this point in the year early on. Very close family circle. I had a few relatives that lived out of town, but for the most part, I think that's one thing that I took for granted was having family members close, you know, within 10 miles of each other, which is something now that I don't have. I have family members close, but, you know, where you can say, hey, do you want to grab dinner? Or do you want to play a sport? Or do you want to get together and play music or something? I don't have that as much with family now. I have friends up here, but that was definitely a benefit of growing up in a small town.
Did your father shape, for instance, your work ethic? Sounds to me like you work hard at your music.
Not growing up in a music family was interesting, and so a lot of times when I would want to play guitar, it was go work on this tractor or go clean these stalls or go fix this fence. And so that part was kind of aggravating, I guess, early on, but now that I'm doing music more on a primary basis and don't have to do that other manual labor, I still apply the same principles. And so if there's something I need to learn, it's learn it now, don't put it off. And so, yeah, definitely the work ethic I learned on a farm. I was talking about this the other day with Ryan, one of our bandmates, just the work ethic that you learn on a farm is something that you can't get somewhere else, I don't think, because so much relies on the work that you do.
Did you learn a lot of other skills?
Yeah, definitely. Just having my dad being a mechanic, I didn't get the gene, I guess, as far as, you know, just having a knack for really wanting to fix things and that, but just having an understanding of, you know, how things work. I maybe have a little more patience than him when working on something, so that's something I learned through watching him, because it was sometimes very strict and regimented. But yeah, there's all kinds of things that I find in daily life, and, you know, it teaches you how to work with people, you know, learning how to do budgets and learning how to, you know, sell something, selling our livestock and things like that. So it taught me good business practices, too, that I've still used. Through 4-H and FFA, I learned a lot of good speaking skills and a lot of good things that helped me in my professional life and my music life.
Cool.
Well, they blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night, and they blew up his house, too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. Gonna see what them ragged boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on that prime Monday, and the gambling commission. Everything that dies, baby, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday. safe bet. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on and fix your hair up pretty. And meet me tonight in Atlantic City.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Grayson Jenkins and the Resolutions, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Grayson Jenkins and the Resolutions after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.